Hey, everybody. Why does the left hate cowboys? The scandal on the southern border, that's actually not a scandal. We go into psychology and so much more. We also talk about school boards. Listen to this episode all the way through. These two mothers talking at two school board meetings, two different school districts in Texas will take your breath away. But if you have a young child in America right now, you must be vigilant and you must be aware and engaged of the nonsense and the degeneracy that 13, 14, and 15-year-olds are unfortunately being exposed to on a daily basis. We also talk a little bit about the John Durham investigation and whether or not that's going to materialize in any significant indictments. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Diane from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you, Jill from Middletown, New York. Thank you. Janice from Forest Hill, Maryland. Thank you. Trinette from South Carolina. Thank you. Camille from Riverside, California. Thank you. Serena from Orcutt, California. Thank you. Ashley from Mason, Ohio. And Dawn from Indianapolis, Indiana. CharlieKirk.com/support is where you can get behind the work we are doing to hire more staff in our mission to reach millions of young people every single month. If you want to be part of that team, please consider supporting us and getting behind the work we are doing at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so by going to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Why does the left hate cowboys? Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Out here, a man solves his own problems. John Wayne said, on the southern border, we are being invaded. Republican governors are issuing press releases and letters to try to ask the Biden regime to help them, which will not happen. They could solve the border crisis if they wanted to, but they do not have the will to solve the border crisis. In fact, a lot of them are okay with tens of thousands of people coming into our country illegally. Haitians that were moved from Haiti to Central and South America coming up to the Mexican border have been used and abused by the cartel. And that's an interesting wrinkle here that I want to make sure I mention, that almost all of this is created by the cartel. And we don't have time to get into this, and I want to make sure I research this thoroughly with the right sources. But many American politicians are corrupted by the cartel, more than you might believe, especially in Texas. So, but I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to get into any specifics or details. But the cartel, which of course they're main specialty is narco drug trafficking and weapons smuggling. And actually, we might get one of our favorite guests to come on our program to tell us about that, because how American politicians play nice with the cartel. And so these Haitians are running across the southern border illegally. They are invaders. They're in violation of state law, federal law. And so these Border Patrol agents that are cowboys are riding on horseback trying to prevent the invasion of their country. They're doing their job. So essentially, there's these two cowboys on horseback, Border Patrol agents, who are trying to rein in these criminal Haitians, these law-breaking vigilantes, these invaders, these border jumpers. People call them migrants. That is such wordplay, quite honestly. These are criminals, is what they are. And so let's play cut 40. they say that this is the video of Border Patrol whipping illegals, but that's not even close to what's happening. Play tape. Was that like from Now This or Al Jazeera or something? You know, I couldn't even see the video, and I could tell. Do you know how I could tell? Because of this dramatic, somber music, as if they're talking about the Last of the Mohicans or something. And so the alleged whip that the Border Patrol was using was actually a bridle or a rein for the horse. They're not going around and like, yacha, yacha. Now, why is it that there's so much outrage about this? There's so much outrage about this for a very specific and psychological reason. But first, I want to read this story from Politico. I saw this last night, and I sent it to our group chat on our show. And you know what I said? I said, now I've seen everything. Border Patrol is now launching an investigation into the Border Patrol agents that are using a bridle or a rein of a horse, not a whip, to go after migrants. Now, mind you, Border Patrol or the congressional oversight, they're not launching an investigation into the fact that 1.8 million people have come into our country this last year. No investigation into that. No investigation into the drugs flowing into our country. Do you know what needs to be investigated according to DHS? They say we need to define the appropriate disciplinary action to be taken. Psaki says, I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it's acceptable or appropriate. Well, I think it's really acceptable. You have a guy with a bridle and a rein, and meanwhile his country's being invaded, and he's trying to prevent that from happening? This is an act of international invasion. This is Cut 34. Instead of actually investigating the fact that, I don't know, why is it that there's 1.8 million people illegally coming into the country? Instead of launching an investigation into Mark Milley for, in a treasonous way, calling the Chinese, instead of launching an investigation into Peter Daszak or the origins of the Fauci virus, no. Our energy and our resources, everybody, we're now going to launch an investigation into whether or not some cowboys were trying to rein in criminal vigilantes trying to destroy your country. Play Cut 34.
I've seen some of the footage. I don't have the full context. I can't imagine what context would make that appropriate, but I don't have additional details. And certainly, I don't have additional context. April, I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it was acceptable or appropriate.
It's perfectly acceptable. These people are criminals coming into our country. I mean, maybe I'm failing to understand why we need to have this deep-seated sympathy. Do we have this deep-seated sympathy for people that go around and rob banks? They're breaking into our country. Crime does not elicit sympathy. And this guy was not abusing them. You look at the video. He's using a bridle that's on the horse already. Now, here's the thing. This is such – here's why they hate this more than anything else. You want to know why they hate this? The left has always hated cowboys. Always. This is why they're losing their mind. Investigations, subpoenas. There's a lot of reasons for this. Too much testosterone is the first reason. Too much muscle mass. And being a cowboy is the spirit of independence. It is the rugged frontier, which I think is a perfect time to play Cut 33. The left hates this idea. And American Western films, they are growing on me in some sense because there is a lot of poetic beauty in them. This is why the left hates cowboys, because out here, a man settles his own problems. No government, no Fauci, no IRS, no NSA, no. It's the rule of law and a Christian with a gun in each boot. Play Cut 33.
A gun? I don't want a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't want to kill him. I want to put him in jail.
Oh. Well, I know those law books mean a lot to you, but not out here. Out here, a man settles his own problems.
The left hates that. They hate the idea that America was founded on courageous men and women that went into the unknown, went into the frontier and built something new. There's another reason, though, why the left is losing their mind. There's another, and by the way, that film is The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Terrific film. The other reason is something that actually connects the left's hatred of cowboys with their hatred of young Catholic white men that had Indian drums being banged in their face. Remember the Covington kids scandal? The Covington kids scandal and the border patrol on horseback with a rein, not a whip, are actually the same story. They're tied together. And it has something to do with human psychology and the stories that we tell ourselves. But don't worry, everybody. The regime is not investigating the fact that we are being invaded. They're not investigating the fact that Mark Milley is leaking information to our greatest enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. They're not looking into or investigating the fact that we gave $85 billion to the Taliban. You know what they're investigating today? The Department of Homeland Security says we are investigating the extremely troubling, horrific footage that someone would dare go on horseback and solve its own problems when they're being invaded. Not with a whip. If you ever rode a horse, you know exactly what I mean. But guess what? If you've lived in Washington, D.C., and you have skin as pale as Jen Psaki, I don't think she's ever been outside, let alone rode a horse. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Sinister folks, by the way. Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist BLM Incorporated organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our nation and our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, which is why there's a massively important organization called Second Vote that comes in. I know them very well. I've known them for years, and I'm so honored to partner with them. And the courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. So check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it doesn't happen for free. So please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Do what I did. Just go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's $50 a year. I know it costs something, but they have to be able to pay for their research. And the Black family, who are amazing people, by the way, have underwritten this effort for quite some time. But if you use the promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's $25 a year, everybody. Okay? That's literally $2 a month. And that's 50% off, so $25 a year. That's $2.5 a month at that, so that you can have the information you need on your next purchase. So join me, go to secondvote.com, and subscribe with promo code Charlie. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't know if the car I'm buying, are they donating to Planned Parenthood? What about all these companies? Secondvote.com has every company ranked. It's a beautiful thing. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. Southern border is where we are being invaded. AOC says it doesn't matter if a Democrat or Republican is president. Our immigration system is designed for cruelty towards and dehumanization of immigrants. Immigration should not be a crime, and its criminalization is a relatively recent invention. Stop here. Wait, is she actually making an argument towards antiquity? Is she saying that some things that came before are actually better than things that are? According to AOC, she says, I don't want to go back to the dark ages, except with immigration when people were able to walk wherever they wanted to walk. Now, AOC, why do you think that immigration was not heavily regulated 2,000 years ago? Why do you think that would be? Because good luck making that journey 2,000 years ago from Czechoslovakia to the Netherlands. Just the logistics of travel 2,000 years ago, relatively difficult. Now, she's lying, of course. Borders, walls, nationhood, it's not a relatively new invention. But she says in her tweet, criminalization is a relatively recent invention. So which one is it, AOC? Is it that things that used to be are beautiful and good, or that everything that is new is what we must enjoy? Transgenderism is a relatively new invention. Why do you seem okay with it? Abortion is a relatively new invention, AOC. The reason why Kamala Harris says what she says in Cut 41 is the same reason why everyone lost their mind when Nicholas Sandman stood there while a lunatic put a drum in his face and started to scream at him. I remember exactly where I was when that entire story unfolded. Andrew, you remember where I was too. That's when I had that horrific back injury and I collapsed for a couple days. I was so bedridden I couldn't even walk to the bathroom. I had two discs slip, and we've been recovering ever since. Finally, it'll be, 3 years now? 2 years? That's right. It happened in 2019, right? It'll be 2 years in January since that's happened. Is that right? 2019. Yeah, that would be right. Hard to believe. 2 years since that's happened. And, of course, relieffactor.com, obviously. Kamala Harris says in Cut 41 that the Border Patrol agents using the reins on Haitian migrants are horrible, and she supports a thorough investigation. Now, of course, she doesn't support a thorough investigation into the fact that there will be more people crossing this country illegally than any time in the last 30 years. But the fact that there are cowboys, investigation. Cut 41.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it. And I'll also be talking to Secretary Mayorkas today about it.
Now, for those of us that know archetypical psychology, we know exactly why the left lost their mind with the Nicholas Sandman case and why they're losing their mind of people on horses. Archetypical psychology is where you have a prejudice based on art, movies, narrative. You've been indoctrinated your whole life to believe that there is a certain power dynamic at play. And as soon as you see an image that confirms that power dynamic, you then indulge in it. This is exactly why the George Floyd incident went so viral. Because for years we have been told that white men have a knee on the back or the neck of black people. We've been told that for years. And then the minute we have a video that shows that, everyone, all the combined enthusiasm, all the combined passion, all the combined experience goes to that exact moment to say, you see? And the same is exactly why people are so angry and so outraged when they see a white man on a horse wearing a cowboy hat with what a dumb person would think is a whip when it's really a rein or a bridle, going down and grabbing the shirt of a black person. They say, see, that's going right back to the American Civil War. You see, because all the art and the imagery in archetypical psychology, if you go to a university or you go to a campus, is indoctrinated towards images or paintings that happened in the 1870s or the 1830s. And so then they see one little snapshot. And for them, they say, that's it. We're going right back to that. We must go investigate it. We must fire it. And Jen Psaki, she doesn't know how to break out of that simulation. And that's why the Covington kid story was so powerful. A white young kid smirking allegedly to a poor Native American banging a drum in his face. They said, that's it. They're raising up young people to be as racist as what I fear them to be. Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and become the owner. I said you better get home title locked because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook had 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, it's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or he'll even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection. Again, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. Archetypical psychology. We don't want to go too deep into this, and everyone has a different opinion on this, but there are some things that everyone agrees about. And Carl Jung was really the kind of the Swiss psychologist that was the pioneer of this, which is the stories we tell ourselves are not insignificant to the type of morality and the type of shared experiences that we have. Jung was a heavy believer, not heavy, but he was a significant believer that in children's stories, that is how you are able to impart the idea of right and wrong and good and evil. And so when you see a certain image or you see a certain video, that can trigger repressed ideas, desires, memories, and motivations. And that is exactly what happened with the mounted Border Patrol agents and the Covington kids scandal. Because remember the Covington kids scandal with Nicholas Sandman, with the Native American guy banging the drum in his face? People thought immediately, oh my goodness, look how disrespectful, look at how he's smug, all of that not true, obviously. And they said, as it was happening and as it was unfolding, that this is Hitler Youth. This is the rising up of young radicals that would dare go into the face of indigenous people. Obviously, we know the story to be the exact opposite, that Nicholas Sandman was just there with his buddies from high school on a pro-life march, and that the Native American was actually a professional agitator and had been arrested before or cited before for doing that. But images can be very powerful. And as soon as the left has seen these images of a white person on a horse with what seems to be a whip going down and grabbing a black person, immediately, without using reason, without using the capacity to decipher or go a level deeper, archetypical psychology kicks in and they say, oh my goodness, this right here is a return to the 1870s. And that's why you see the outrage you're seeing there. And that's why now you're seeing a federal investigation into the fact that we have cowboys on the southern border. We've already said the left does hate cowboys for a variety of different reasons. I will do a podcast at a different time and a show on how archetypical psychology just kind of how the power of archetypes in our existence and who we are and kind of how they play to the soul and the psyche. But that is a much different topic for a different time. But that explains the current outrage that we're seeing from the media and the images that we have seen in recent days, even though it's the exact opposite of what's actually happening. Okay, I want to get to another story here. Okay, let's get to this one that I wanted to cover yesterday, but we ran out of time, which I think is really important. Can we play the clip from the Iowa story with critical race theory? That kind of ties in with the woman's school board testimony. So this is an Iowa teacher who is proudly explaining that she's circumventing the law that is preventing her from saying you cannot teach critical race theory. Let's play cut 9.
I said, and I need to just let you know, there are now concepts that it is illegal for me to teach you about, according to the state of Iowa. So I went through those 10 defined concepts with them so that they could see what the law was. And they immediately, by the time I think we were on the second or third one, they're like, but is it illegal for me to ask questions? Can I? And I was like, this is only for me. You can ask as many questions as you like. How this law itself can represent systemic oppression and that it becomes an illustration for my students.
So this smart aleck that calls herself a teacher knows exactly what she's doing. She is reading back the law that Iowa passed saying you can't teach this, trying to bait her students to ask questions about it so then she can circumvent the law. This is one of the major problems of Republicans that don't go a level deeper. Instead, they should be firing teachers, not just passing regulations, because of course they're going to try to find a way around it. But yes, generally, when it comes to curriculum, these things do have a positive impact. There's this story here that ties to this. Which is parent? Yeah, this is cut 32. So parents are starting to show up to school board meetings all across the country, which I am thrilled about. In fact, we're playing a big role in that, and I have been personally going to school boards across the country. Every single person listening to this right now should be showing up to your local school board meeting, show up to your local city council meeting. Actually, cut 31 and then cut 32. We'll play both. But one of the arguments that some of these moms are using that kind of doesn't surprise me, but they're complaining about how sexually explicit some of this material is. And it is so graphic. It is so awful. It's so degenerate. But are these moms really not aware of what most of their kids are actually consuming on a day-to-day basis? And that's not an excuse, obviously, to have it in the district. It has no place in the district. But I encourage parents, if you are out there, get a lot more involved in what your children are actually consuming on a day-to-day basis. Go through the search history on their phone, because what we're about to hear about what they're teaching in local schools, this is not unusual. Most school boards are actually teaching this stuff. Most school boards and most school districts are teaching the most graphic sexual education curriculum you could imagine. My take on this is not isolated to just the school board, school district curriculum. You got 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds that are way more promiscuous in this than I think anyone realizes. And really, the fault goes to the parents in a lot of different ways on that. But I am glad that parents are realizing that their children are growing up in a degenerate America. I'm actually pleased to hear that. It's a little late to the party, but I appreciate the enthusiasm. Okay, cut 31. Wait till you hear this. Cut 31.
Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the... Put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School. All right, not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard, but according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school. You are supposed to be educating our children. Do not teach them about anal sex.
What school district is that? Can we find out? God bless that mother for rising up. Lake Travis in Austin, that sounds about right. That would make a lot of sense. It's junior high school. If you are repulsed by that, which you should be, but we're going to get to cut 32 of another mother rising up who says what's being taught in these school boards. But I'm just encouraging you, before we play this tape, please don't act as if this is just in the school boards. This is amongst the culture, the websites, social media. It is a full-out blitz, a full-court press that is teaching junior high school kids in all walks of life things that they should not be exposed to in any way, shape, or form. Now, I'm going to play the next one. Look, parents can't be on cruise control, everybody. You got to get off cruise control and get into your child's life. We're about to play another example here. This is another school district. This is from Leander Independent School District. But if you are a parent of a young child, your child is being exposed to sexually explicit material on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. I've already said this, and I don't think parents are actually taking what I say seriously. Young people should not get a smartphone or an iPhone until they're 18 years old. But they do, and that's life. And because of that, they have a portal into the unknown that, quite honestly, destroys their soul, destroys their identity, and who they are. Listen to this mom who reads some more sexually explicit material in Leander, also in Texas, Northwest Austin. Play cut 32.
On page 19, not that it really matters in fourth grade, at a church youth group meeting out in the bushes, I touched Doug Goebel's and he touched mine. In fact, there was even some mouths involved. Next one, page 91. What if I told you I touched another guy's... What if I told you I sucked it? I was 10 years old, but it's true. I put Doug Goebel's in my mouth. I was in fourth grade. It was no big deal. He sucked mine too. And you know what? It wasn't terrible.
Now, for those of you that might be losing your mind saying, Charlie, why are you doing this? Why are you playing this? Well, this is in school district curriculum. And when you send your child to high school, and especially to college, they are learning this and they are inculcated in this culture. The school system you think that used to exist, the model of education that you think used to exist, is over. You've got to get more involved in your curriculum and the development of your children, everybody. And I also want to compliment, there's so many good parents that listen to this program. God bless you guys. You do an amazing job. So I don't want to act as if every single person out there is not doing a good job. A lot of people ask me, Charlie, how do you know so much about American history? The answer is not from school. As many of you know, I did not go to formal college, actually I didn't go to college at all. So my education has been a process. I've always been committed to learning and diving deep into ideas. And one source of truth and knowledge has been the greatest partner in that pursuit of learning, and that is Hillsdale College. American history and civics education, they're quite honestly at a turning point. And the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum, they are teaching the truth. And they have downloadable curriculum for you and your children for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. And you could take online courses. So I, every single day, I do my best to try to schedule at least 30 minutes to an hour to take some online courses. So I have my certificate. I have passed the course in Constitution 101, the intro to the Constitution. I'm about to finish the introduction to Western philosophy. I finished the introduction to Aristotle, How to Live a Good Life. And they have a new one called The Great American Story that I'm taking, and it's phenomenal. If you say, Charlie, how do I get my kids to know history? Literally pay them to take these courses. It's that good. The Great American Story, it's charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Maybe you're more of a World War II fan. They have a whole course on that called The Second World Wars. Maybe you're a fan of Shakespeare. They have a course on that, Hamlet and the Tempest. Maybe you're a fan of theology. They have a whole course on Theology 101. How about on the Greek Wars, Athens and Sparta, Winston Churchill and statesmanship? These are free of charge, amazingly rigorous courses that will get you to appreciate the country, what it means to be a human being, where our rights come from at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Hillsdale, we are so honored to partner with them on the Charlie Kirk Show. Our children deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and uphold the dignity of each individual. So download the 1776 curriculum right now, and you yourself should at least carve out 20 minutes a day to try and learn something new. These courses can be downloaded, they could be podcasts, and there's little tests after them to make sure that you are comprehending what you are learning. And about after 10 courses, you get your certificate. It's one of the coolest feelings in the world. You feel like you are retaining that knowledge and you have a better understanding of what's happening in America. Download Hillsdale 1776 curriculum for free at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Phenomenal partners. Please check it out right now. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. You can always email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. There's two schools of thought that we have of what John Durham is doing. John Durham, who has been appointed, was appointed by Bill Barr to look into the origins of the Russia investigation into Donald Trump of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and James Comey and the lying to the FBI and the outright treachery that was involved in that entire situation. There's two schools of thought. One school of thought is that it's too little too late, which my friend and American patriot Sean Hannity seemed to express last week, where he said, look, the Sussman thing is a joke. It's a process crime. It's not going to be enough. The other school of thought, and actually I probably am more in Sean Hannity's camp in this one, to be honest. I really don't have a lot of faith that John Durham is going to come in with a bunch of indictments. I hope I'm wrong. The other school of thought, though, by another person I know who's a great American, is Kash Patel, who served in the Trump administration. And he believes that there will be significant indictments coming down. In fact, he thinks that this is just the very beginning of the unraveling of the Clinton campaign and people around that. Now, we will not know till this actually happens, but listen to Cut 38. Play tape.
And Sussman is the centerpiece for this for these allegations because he ties the Hillary Clinton campaign to Fusion GPS, to Christopher Steele, to the Department of Justice, and the false information they fed to the FBI and the DOJ to spy in a presidential campaign. So it's a very well laid out what I think is a conspiracy charge coming that outlines other figures that were involved that I just mentioned.
So what Kash Patel is getting at is that this indictment was done strategically, the same way that Mueller did indictments strategically to try to indict the centerpiece, get what they can out of that person, to then use those indictments against other people to try to create a broader conspiracy charge. Now, conspiracy charges are really, really hard to prove in court. They're usually saved for members of the mafia or for people that are doing massive drug trafficking, or they're doing corporate espionage together. Conspiracy charges can be difficult. But this is the new debate on the right, which is John Durham just going through the motions and he's just going to kind of do the minimum? Or is this the beginning of a series of indictments that will shake the Democrat power structure to the core? I'm somewhat cynical with this. I think that the people in charge are not going to be held accountable and they'll be able to find a way to cut a corner or two or three or 10. But I could tell you that there's some people very worried within the Clinton machine that John Durham is not giving up, and Michael Sussman's recent indictment certainly doesn't help with that. I want to get to one more clip here that I wanted to play of Joe Biden at the United Nations. And I'm just going to play this, and I'll let you kind of come to your own conclusions here. Now, this is another debate on the right, where some people say Joe Biden has a plan and he knows what he's doing. And other people say he doesn't even know if he's still alive. He's meandering through the halls of the UN and Congress. Well, listen to what he says in Cut 46 just in the last couple hours. And he says, there's going to be another pandemic. Now, is he just saying that? What does he know? Is there gain of function research somewhere happening, maybe in the jungles of the Amazon? Or is this just Joe Biden being Joe Biden? Play Cut 46.
As a global community, we're challenged by urgent and looming crises, wherein lie enormous opportunities, if we can summon the will and resolve to seize these opportunities. Will we work together to save lives, defeat COVID-19 everywhere, and take the necessary steps to prepare ourselves for the next pandemic, for there will be another one? Or will we fail to harness the tools at our disposal as the more virulent and dangerous variants take hold?
For there will be another one. I'd love your thoughts on that. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. What does he mean by that? That is a very good question. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.